And I'm Madeline Brand at the Detroit Auto Show, and I'm standing in the GM display area with Jamie Kipman of Automobile Magazine. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Madeline.
Jamie, you've been looking at the Chinese cars, the electric cars, and as well as the electric cars and hybrids of the other automakers. And what do you think? What are you seeing that impresses you?
Well, I'm impressed that there are so many of them. It certainly is a trend at this year's show. You're seeing a lot more electric cars than you have in the past.
A lot more. In fact, this seems to be the focus of the Detroit Auto Show, is electric, green.
I think it's one of the things that companies can do to telegraph, from at least from a public relations standpoint, that they're trying to green their act up. And so it's something that they can put together fairly easily with kind of off-the-shelf stuff. Whether they actually build the cars and whether people will actually buy them, those are the questions that remain to be established.
And I suppose the real question that a lot of the automakers are wrestling with is how to make the battery viable, how to make it go far enough, how to make it inexpensive enough.
Right. The conventional lead-acid batteries they kind of are at the limits of how much power they can store. So there is a drive to get this new technology of lithium ion batteries, which are what you would have in your laptop. Unfortunately, like some laptops, every once in a while one of the lithium ion batteries will burst into flame or overheat itself. So that's a real issue. And there's a division thus far among the car makers as to which battery type will prevail. The advantage to lithium ion is it's a lot lighter, and weight is an issue in all cars, but it also has greater storage capacity.
And talk a little bit about the Chinese car company BYD, Build Your Dreams, and they are promising to bring out a car that could go for 250 miles on a single charge. Is that possible?
I suppose it's possible. I haven't really examined their car in the field that much. In general, that would be probably a world class figure if you were actually getting ranges like that. However, there is a history, and not to tarnish everyone with the same brush, but there is a history of overblown claims by Chinese car makers about how close things are to production, whether they actually work. Sometimes they're not at the quality level that the people in the rest of the developed world would expect in their cars.
I guess the bigger question that I have here at the Detroit Auto Show is I've heard so much about hybrids and plug-ins and electrics, all electric cars. Everywhere I go, it seems to be that's what people are talking about. Do you think that this is here to stay, or is it a kind of a flash in the pan?
I'd like to say that I think it's here to stay, but I've been disappointed too many times before. I think before you're going to see a really big commitment from major car companies to building electric cars for sale in the United States, we're going to have to know more about what the Obama administration's policies are going to be with regard to tax incentives, energy prices generally, and energy supplies. You're going to need new factories. You're going to need new engineering techniques. They're going to have to get a whole new playbook. Detroit has historically been incredibly resistant to really fundamentally changing the way they do business. To change that, they need a little surety about where that's going to go.
All right, Jamie, I want you to switch hats a little bit, because you're not only an expert on automobiles, you're a band manager, and you manage They Might Be Giants, and they have a song that's particularly applicable now.
It's coming out in the fall. It's called Electric Car.
Electric Car. Let's hear it. That's They Might Be Giants with their new song, Electric Car. At the Detroit Auto Show in Detroit, I'm Madeline Brand.
If you'd like to see photos from the Detroit Auto Show and read about Madeline's adventures there, go to our blog. It's npr.org/daydreaming.